and entered the dentist's waiting room. With swiftly beating heart, he awaited his turn. All too soon it was time. He entered the surgery and sat in the black leather chair. The dentist picked up a pair of evil-looking pliers. "Now this won't hurt," he said, but his voice lacked conviction. Carefully he reached into the mouth of the young man, felt around with the pliers a little, seized hold of something, and slowly extracted it. It was a small, pink kitten, which mewed quietly. The dentist addressed his assistant. "Miss Frobisher, could you dispose of this, please?" Miss Frobisher immediately picked up the kitten by the scruff of the neck and left the room. When she returned, the kitten was not in evidence. In fact, it had totally disappeared. The dentist was feeling around in the young man's mouth again. "Aha, here's the trouble," he exclaimed. "If only we can reach it." So saying, he thrust his arm up to the elbow into his patient's mouth. Again, he addressed his assistant. "Miss Frobisher, could you bring that chair over here, please?" Miss Frobisher brought a small wooden chair on the other side of the room. She then exchanged a barely perceptible look of lust with the young man in the chair and left the room. Climbing onto the wooden chair, the dentist, who was somewhat small in stature, pushed his other arm into the unfortunate man's mouth. "Now," he said, "if I could just get a look at it," and abruptly thrust his head into the patient's mouth. "I still can't. Perhaps if I just step up here." So saying, the dentist placed his feet on his patient's chest, and the dentist was now standing on the man's chest with the upper part of his body in the young man's mouth. "Could you open your mouth a little wider, please?" the dentist's voice echoed from within the young man's mouth. His patient complied with the dentist's wish, but in doing so, he jerked his head backwards slightly, causing the dentist to simultaneously lose his balance and his footing, and fall completely into the man's mouth. The young man could just see the electric clock on the wall, so he knew that he had been at the dentist's for just over a quarter of an hour. He waited a further 5 minutes, but nothing happened. No one entered the room, and the telephone did not ring. "Well, that appears to be it for today," he thought, and rising from the black leather chair and putting his jacket back on, he walked out of the door. He hoped he might catch a glimpse of Miss Frobisher, but he saw no one. All the way home, he kept his mouth tightly closed, hoping, in part at least, to muffle the cries of anguish from the dentist inside him, which were causing him great embarrassment.